On the wall of Dr. Raynard Kingdon's cluttered office across the street from Grinnell's campus hang old photographs of his ancestors.
To the right over here are my great-grandparents and their two siblings, and all four of these people were born as slaves, all four of them.
There is another memento from America's pre-Civil War days framed nearby, a copy of The Liberator, an abolitionist newspaper published by William Lloyd Garrison, one of the 19th century's strongest voices against slavery.
I try to remind myself regularly that I am where I am because huge numbers of other people sacrifice.
Grinnell's first African-American president is beginning his fifth year as head of the prestigious school. He holds MBA, PhD, and medical degrees, and was deputy director of the National Institutes of Health before starting his tenure. His father was a doctor, his mother taught, and his grandparents were educators. He traces all of these professional accomplishments to an act of atonement from a slave master, a man who also happened to be Kingdon's biological great-great-great-grandfather.
At the end of slavery, he had fought with the Confederacy in Texas. But at the end of the war, he took one of his plantations and divided it up among his slaves.
Kingdon says the slave master's attempt to pay the debt he owed his slaves gave Kingdon's relatives a leg up. It provided free title to land and helped shape the nucleus for a strong black community in the Deep South.
The school was run African-American. Both my grandparents taught there. They had churches. They had a little store. My grandfather had a little store. And they had their own little world that protected them, I think, in a lot of ways from the brutality of segregation.
Kingdon calls segregation the legal form of slavery that followed the war between the states and says the country still suffers under its ill effects. He witnessed examples of it during his own childhood in Baltimore. His physician father served a primarily black clientele from a row house office in an inner city neighborhood.
They lived where they lived in Baltimore because of segregation, and as a result, They bought in areas where the property didn't increase in value.
But Kingdon's highly motivated parents knew how to best break down color barriers.
What I heard over and over and over growing up was that education was the thing that allowed the family to go from slavery to middle class in one generation. The only reason why I'm a president of a college is because I really deeply believe that there are few better investments for a society in its future than higher education and knowledge.
So this great-grandson of slaves now leads a small liberal arts school that was founded by abolitionists. Kingdon established the Grinnell Prize in 2011 to recognize leaders younger than 40 in social justice causes. They were handed out this week to a California-based operation that redistributes unused medicine and a company that builds sanitary toilets in Kenya. In Grinnell, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.